A harvest update from Southern Michigan. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today. Well, harvest is in full gear across Michigan, and there are some very good yields to be found. Andy Eubank joins us now with an update.
Corn harvest in the Tuesday update is 31% complete in Michigan, 13% better than the five-year average. And soybean harvest jumped to 66%, 31% further than the five-year average. Dan Cable, a field sales representative with Channel Seeds covering the southeast corner of Michigan, is pleased with progress in his area.
I think we're in pretty good shape. Harvest is probably on soybeans 75-80% done. There'd be a few beans that went in a little later in the spring that maybe aren't cut yet. And on the corn, the soybean yields were all over the place. We had some places that the dry in August really hurt. And yields were not what we hoped, but anywhere from 40 to 70 in places where they had some spots that they came through and yielded very well. We're off to a corn harvest now, and the yields on the corn have been surprisingly nice for all the dry weather in August. We was hoping for a little moisture to create more kernel fill and additional yield, and didn't feel we got it. The yields are good anyway.
Cable tells Matt corn harvest in his part of the state is probably around 25% complete, and there have been some exceptional yields in the 230 to 240 bushel range. This year could turn into a what-if season. Timely rains just didn't come late in the growing season, and Cable is left wondering what if the crop had received an extra drink of water.
Man, if we just could have got another inch of rain or 2 inches of rain in August, we could have had some really good yields. I know my son was running in some beans that were making 50 bushel that we didn't think were going to, but he walked and he said there were several, you know, it was easy to find a four bean pod that only had two developed beans in it, and that would go directly back to the lack of moisture we had during fill. And on the other side, we thought that the early beans, being it was dry in August, might all be better than the later beans, and that has been the case in some places, but not everywhere. We've also had some fuller maturity beans, closer to 3-0 beans in our part of the world, that really did very well.
Hear more in the full Matt and Channel Seeds growing season update at MichiganAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.
Successful hay farmers know that soil fertility matters. To keep yields up, nutrients are removed from your field with each cutting. But Dairy Dew blends from Morgan Composting can boost your field's fertility.
Applying nutrients between cuttings is a great option. Dairy Dew blends unlock nutrients, increase organic matter, and improve soil health. A conversation with a soil health scientist can improve your late season yields.
Options include organic or conventional blend with or without lime. Consider the Dairy Dew grass and pasture blend, the alfalfa blend, or liquids for your fields.
Call Morgan Composting today. The weather doesn't always cooperate, but it's not too late to get the most out of your soil.
Maximize your hay health and put more hay in the barn and more profit in your pocket. After you bale, replenish your soil.
Take care of your crops so they take care of you with help from Dairy Dew. Visit DairyDew.com.
Hay and plants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
Hi, I'm Amara Jackson, 2024 National FFA President, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Sunny, warm, and dry weather over Michigan here for your Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. High pressure sitting over the southeastern United States. A flow coming up the backside of that high, rotating right through the central and western Corn Belt, through the upper Midwest, giving us this beautiful sunny setup. We're going to be seeing sunshine dominate over most of the state right on through a good chunk of the weekend. Probably seeing some clouds and a few hit and miss of scattered showers in the UP for Saturday afternoon and into early Sunday morning, but nothing dramatic. We are going to be seeing most of the state rain-free through early next week. Monday into Tuesday, we see a minor disturbance trying to come across the upper Midwest and Illinois. I think that's going to trigger some scattered showers here late Tuesday afternoon, evening into early Wednesday. Right now, I'm going to say anywhere from a few hundredths to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. That's all. Coverage 60% of the state. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
And I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.